This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. And we return now to our story of two murders in New Orleans during the holiday season a year ago. Denaro Shavers was killed. He was 26, a drummer with the Hot 8 Brass Band. He was right in the middle of putting together a new high school marching band with a goal of playing for the Mardi Gras parades. Helen Hill was killed at 36. An independent filmmaker, she was proud to call herself an animator. She used real film, not video. Here's the second part of Noah Adams' report from New Orleans.
Stand in the school courtyard. The Ellie Rob Wayne High School in downtown New Orleans. Wait for the drumbeat. This is an after-school practice for the marching band. The drummers, the cymbal players, spend much of it outside because they are necessarily loud and a bit rambunctious. The Rob Wayne Marching Band. Denaro Shavers, who started all this in the fall of 2006 and did it on his own time with no pay, never got to actually hear them perform. He had worked with the drummers in a classroom. All they had was sticks. They played the chairs and the tables. The band's instruments arrived after Shavers was killed, instruments that he'd begged for. But the newly formed Rob Wayne Band indeed marched for Mardi Gras. Chris Lee was, and still is, the drum major.
The first thing I said when I got out to the parade site, I said to myself that, Mr. Shavers, I'm going to do it for you, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be in the situation that I'm in right now.
Christmas definitely won't be easy.
Nikita Shavers, Denaro's sister, has been away at college, thinking ahead to the holidays and about her brother.
In my head, I still feel as though he's overseas with the band, or he's in Paris or France somewhere and just like waiting for him to come back. So in a few days, we'll mark actual 1 year anniversary. And my family, we've been through a lot, but we've never been through anything as traumatizing as this. We will somehow, we'll get through it.
Shavers is now a sophomore at Florida A&M. She took a semester off when her brother was killed and helped organize a protest and rally in January. Several thousand people showed up. They were angry. They marched under the banner, "Silence is Violence." Nikita Shavers met with Mayor Ray Nagin and the police chief and the district attorney. And she does not hesitate now when asked about her after-college plans. She told me,
"I'm thinking about running for mayor."
With the Shavers murder, the Hill murder, the question rose in the air and stayed there. Is this city too dangerous? Is it time to leave? At his home in the Treme neighborhood, Helen Hill's friend, Renee Broussard.
There was an impulse, you know, we should leave. But there was also this notion of, you know, like, then the terrorists win. Well, then, you know, like, this one asshole with a gun, you know, is able to, you know, like, destroy everything that was good. And if all the artists leave, then, you know, the city doesn't have any hope.
Who wants to describe her?
Oh, dude. She was crazy. She had the knee-high socks. I remember my class was, like, dying about that. I don't know. She seemed, like, really happy, though. She was really nice and cool.
Christoph Anderson is now 15. We're with him at NOCA, the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts. Helen Hill taught classes here. Anderson is in media studies, but sees a future in music as an audio engineer, a future that would be in this city.
I'd love to live in New York, you know, like a lot of my family lives up there, and I can really see myself fitting in well there. But New Orleans has such great potential for all this stuff. And if I stay here, maybe a few of my friends will stay here, and then you can create New Orleans to be the new New York.
Please remember that it is a good idea behind the film and not fancy technology or a big budget that makes a great film. Filmmaking is fun, so get going.
That is not Helen. It's a friend of her mother's narrating Helen's animated guide to filmmaking. Hill and Denaro Shavers both gave their time and their exuberance happily to young people. Her message was go make movies you love. And Helen Hill at NOCA had been teaching what she called cameraless animation. She had the students cut scratches right into the celluloid and draw pictures on the frames with Sharpies. They would glue insect wings on film and run it all through the projector she'd brought in. Her husband, Paul Galunas, is working on one of Helen's unfinished films. He has her animation footage with him in Canada. It's called The Florestine Collection. Florestine Kinchin was a seamstress in New Orleans. Helen had found many of her dresses out at the curb.
Helen had a good eye for finding interesting things in the trash, and we were looking for furniture at the time. So she found this huge pile of junk and started going through it, and I said, Helen, what are you doing? And she said, oh, look at this. And she saw these dresses that were clearly handmade, very colorful, bright, funny little dresses that were that Helen looked at, and she said, look, these are going to fit me.
Paul Galen has told me that all through this year, since his wife died, he hasn't read the newspaper or watched television or listened to the radio. He lives in Vancouver, doing some work there as a doctor, but mostly taking care of their now 3-year-old son. Paul and Frances are spending this holiday time with Helen's family in South Carolina. Here in New Orleans, the Homicide Division of the Police Department says it considers the Helen Hill case to be an open investigation. A $15,000 reward for information is still being offered. The money comes from family and other sources. For the killing of Denaro Shavers, a suspect is now in jail, with a trial set for late January. The deaths of Hill and Shavers could be seen as two still images from a film about New Orleans. It's a movie that keeps on running. This year, there have been more than 200 murders. Noah Adams, NPR News, New Orleans.
You can hear the Hot 8 play I'll Fly Away in Helen Hill's funeral parade and see one of Hill's animated films at npr.org.